And you say this part of my head is my
forehead.
And this is my
hair.
And on a man, hair here would be a
beard.
And this is my
ear.
Which one?
Left ear.
And this is
my right ear.
And
my lips.
Or the whole thing.
My mouth.
And this is your
neck.
And
throat.
What about the term goozle?
Goozle.
Did you ever hear that?
Never heard that.
And you say these are the
lips.
Or
teeth.
And this is one
tooth.
And the flesh around your teeth.
Gum.
And this is one
hand.
Two
hands.
And this is the
palm of my hand.
And this is one
fist.
Two
fists.
And a place where the bones come together, you call a
joint.
And on a man, this part of his body is his
chest.
And these are the
shoulders.
And you say this is my
leg.
And one
foot.
And I have two
feet.
And this sensitive bone here.
Funny bone.
Okay. And say if I get down in this position, you say I
squatted.
Any other way of saying that?
Hunkered down? Is there another word? I've heard it, but I don't think I ever use it. Hunkered?
Uh-huh.
I've heard it, but I don't use it.
Do you ever hear down on your hunkers or haunches?
Yeah, down on your haunches. I've never used it. I've heard those, though.
Mm-hmm. What is your haunches?
I guess it'd be the back part of your legs, huh?
Mm-hmm. Say if someone had been sick for a while. You say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
sickly.
Okay. And someone who's in good shape, you say he's big and...
strong.
What if he's getting a little overweight? You say he's...
well, you can say he's getting fat or he's putting on weight.
Do you ever hear people say he's stout or husky?
Yeah, both of those, stout or husky.
What?
Husky means less. Of those terms referring to getting fat, husky to me means more of a guy that's not so much fat as pretty big in the arms and the chest.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be husky. I tend to use that less referring to somebody getting overweight.
What about stout?
Stout be if he's getting a little bit of a stomach on him, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of stout, portly.
Would you ever use the word stout talking about butter that's turning bad?
Mm-hmm.
And someone who's always smiling and doesn't lose his temper much, you say that he's...
easy going.
Okay. And someone like a teenage boy who's just all arms and legs.
Pretty gangly.
Okay. What if he's always stumbling or dropping things?
It's clumsy.
And if a person just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you'd say he's just a plain...
idiot?
Anything else?
Fool.
How do you feel about the word fool? Does it sound really bad to say, or very insulting?
He's a fool. Well, usually when I use it like that, I say, that man's a fool. I mean, he's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Use it like fooling around. Well, they're like,
mm-hmm.
So, well, I haven't got much to do, so I'm just sitting here fooling around.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean that bad, but if I use it, usually you mean it as pure stupid.
What about Spanish words that are insulting like that?
Like stupid? I mean like fool? This expression's in there. You call somebody a baboso.
Mm-hmm.
That means it's good. That's to the baboso. Babas is saliva, spit. Mm-hmm. So when you put the term baboso on somebody, you're picturing or you're referring to somebody that's running around with spittle coming down his chin all the time means fool, stupid.